April 13th, 2021, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Here we go. Oops, let me.
That's bad.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And ask that everyone please rise
and pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item one on the agenda, as is customary, is approval of minutes. I only have the audit meeting for March 30th, because I know board members have received that in advance, and the ones for the regular board meeting are pretty extensive. Not sure, I think they were available today, but I didn't have time to read it. So my recommendation for the board is okay, just to go ahead and approve the minutes for the audit meeting for March 30th, 2021.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Set future meetings and workshops. I'm okay for the moment. Anybody else have a meeting? Update on COVID-19. Just got some numbers out the press a couple hours ago. In Saratoga County, the number of confirmed cases to date now totals 14,167. Number of active cases is presently 498. Number of individuals that have recovered is 13,509, and we have 20 individuals that are currently hospitalized. Unfortunately, the total death number for Saratoga County is now at 160. In the town of Monroe, we've had a total confirmed number of cases at 646. In the village, it's 175. And total number of deaths in the town of Monroe stands at 12, with zero deaths in the village. Presently, there are 34 active cases in the town of Monroe and 7 active cases in the village. Overall, number of recovered cases in the town is 600. Number of recovered cases in the village is 168. We continue our aggressive efforts to get our residents vaccinated in the county. And at this time, as of the close of business yesterday, there have been 101,340 county residents that have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and that equates to 44% of our county residents. Number of individuals that have received the series complete vaccine is 70,892, and that extrapolates to 31% of our residents that are completely vaccinated. If you break that down even further, number of seniors vaccinated in the county now totals 32,250, which phenomenally is 74.6% of our seniors that have received at least one dose. Those that are serious complete with the vaccine, numbers 28,458, which is 66% of our seniors. All great news. Unfortunately, as is happening around the state, we've seen an uptick a little bit in the 7-day rolling average testing positivity rate to 3.3%. Talking with our public health commissioner and other public health officials at the county, one of the reasons for that is less testing that's going on, and those that are being tested are those that have a higher probability of having been exposed, so you have a higher positivity rate. But we're hoping to see that start to trend down again in the near future. So that's where we are with that. Governor has issued some guidance on outdoor ceremonies. Effective May 1st, they will be allowed with limited capacity depending on the event size and location. We will have those that criteria on our website, but for outdoor events, large-scale ceremonies of over 500 people at outdoor venues will be limited to 20% capacity, applicable to venues with a total capacity of 2,500 or more. Indoor events, large-scale ceremonies of over 150 people at indoor event venues will be limited to 10% capacity, applicable to venues with a total capacity of 1,500 or more. And we'll also have on our website, I'd like to go through it all, updated interim guidance from the New York State Department of Health in relation to the end of the academic year celebrations during the COVID-19 state of emergency. Item number four on the agenda is the annual MSQ for Stormwater Report, as is statutorily required. I have a report from our Stormwater Management Officer, and I am required to read the following, the MS4 Annual Report. I'm required by law to make the public aware that the MS4 Stormwater Report has been completed for a period of March 10, 2020 to March 9, 2021, and the draft report is available for review on the town's website. In addition, copies are available at the town clerk's office as well as the Iowa department. Should the public have any questions or comments, they should be directed in writing to Maureen Lurkes, Stormwater Management Officer, 1543 Route 9, Monroe, New York, 12828, or they can be submitted via email to monroehwy@townofmonroe.org. Next item is the NVRC grant application. The NVRC grant stands for the Northern Border Regional Commission, which is an entity that was established. It's actually a partnership between the federal government and the states of Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. And it provides for an opportunity to secure infrastructure grants up to $1 million, however, they require a 50% match. So we have a resolution that allows us to move forward with the grant application, which is required to be adopted by the board. If the board members are in agreement, I'll ask the clerk to read the resolution and take it up for discussion.
Town of Monroe, resolution authorizing the supervisor to apply for and receive funding under the Northern Regional Commission grant. Whereas the Northern Border Regional Commission is a partnership between the federal government and the states of Maine, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. And whereas the mission of the NBRC is to provide investments to job-creating projects that help reduce poverty, unemployment, and out-migration. And whereas under said grant program, applicants are required to authorize an official representative to file the application. And whereas the Town of Monroe plans to extend sewer infrastructure in the Route 9 commercial corridor to further future economic development efforts. And whereas the Town of Monroe is eligible to apply for an infrastructure grant up to $1 million, which must include a 50% local match. And now, therefore, it is resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized to execute and file an application on behalf of the Town of Monroe with the 2021 NBRC grant, and be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and designated as the representative and to act as such in connection with the application to provide additional information as may be required, including all understandings and assurances contained in the application. And be it further resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized and directed to execute any contract and or agreement, executive's permission to sign any and all NBRC investment documents that bind the Town of Monroe.
And be it further resolved to the extent all or any actions hereby authorized have been executed and or performed by the supervisor, all are hereby ratified and confirmed, and this resolution take effect immediately.
Thank you, Leanne. Someone like to move that?
So moved.
Second. Councilman Hogan, seconded by Councilmember Noonan. Discussion. Any questions, comments on that?
Good opportunity to secure some funds.
If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 6, we have some Recreation Department requests. First one I have is a request to purchase a 6x12 dump trailer that has at least a 9,500 pound gross vehicle weight rating and a minimum 7,500 pound payload capacity that has electronic trailer brakes, a combo gate with ramps, and a tarp kit. We have a quote of $6,995 from Brummers Unlimited in Hudson Falls. We reached out to a local vendor, Earclos Equipment. Did not provide a quote because I guess they may not, it doesn't have any in stock and they may not have any this year. Another quote was secured in the amount of $9,166 from Versatile Trailer Sales in Dansford. And we reached out to Outdoor Motorsports and Trailer Sales in Amsterdam, New York, which did not provide a quote because they had no 12-foot trailers in stock, and they weren't sure when they should receive it. So we actually have two quotes to deliberate on. The recommendation is to go with Brummers Unlimited. The account of this purchase would be paid from is account A7140.2, which has a present balance of $8,101.46 as of March 31. And we actually budgeted for this item an amount of $7,000 when we put the budget together. So I'm going to do that.
I don't know if we would purchase a 6x12 dump trailer from Brummers Unlimited at the price of $6,995.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the next request we have is for also from the Recreation Department, an OEM replacement engine for parts. Titan Powerline 850 Aeros paint sprayer. The replacement part number is 293943. And the first quote we have is from Sherwin-Williams in Queensbury, verbal quote of $650. The next vendor is SprayPartsUSA.com in Georgia at $625.22. And the third vendor is Spray Equipment Parts from Grand Junction, Colorado for $637.08. This would be purchased. Well, the recommendation is to go local with Titan dealer, a distributor, which is Sherwin-Williams in Queensbury. We also have an account with them presently. This would be paid from account 7140.4. Present balance is $8,294.07 as of the end of March. And I don't think we budgeted for it, but obviously this is something that needs to be repaired so that machine is usable.
So, motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Just for clarification, can I ask what you're approving? Are you approving his request to go with Sherwin-Williams?
Yes. And the amount of $650.
Yep.
Ready.
Thank you for clarifying.
Next item I have is this is crossing guard item number 7. We have received a letter of resignation from a longtime crossing guard, John P. Hayes, which will be effective May 28th. John has done a phenomenal job for us for at least Munger over at Tanglewood. I can tell you that the kids absolutely loved seeing him, and he liked dealing with the children. So he was a great asset for us, and we'll have to accept his resignation, unfortunately.
Make a resolution to accept resignation of our prosecutor over at Tanglewood School. From Johnny.
So moved.
Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Should we be advertising for the crossing guards?
Well, we have time on that. The school year will be wrapping up. We should have a conversation. We have had in the past. I think there was some thought that we may want to backfill those positions as people resign, retire, etc. But we can have further discussion on that.
Okay.
Whatever board play.
I know that the planning is letters to big 28, so we had a month to go.
Yeah.
Before the end, so.
24.
June 24?
And is there anybody else that would be telling me for now all the time?
We don't have anything lined up, although my office has historically provided coverage. Might be able to
have a little office.
Yeah. Might be able to provide a pinch hitter in there for, let's say, unless a town board member would like to take that on.
I'm busy that time of day at the high school, so I'm out.
All right, we can take that down the road. Item 8 is Supervisor Adams. Let's see, got a couple of correspondence, so I'll make the board aware of actually. Received a letter from Christine Orr, Superintendent of Schools, out of CC'd on it, requesting that the Board of Election Commissioners authorize utilization of a fourth optical scan voting machine for the election Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. I don't think we have to take action if we don't have any authority to do so. You don't need anything on your end, right? So I want to make the board aware of that request. I will succeed then as supervisor as well as Supervisor Peck and former Supervisor Art Johnson from Town of Wilton. He's not supervisor now. Supervisor John Mathis. So I'll reach out to him and know about that change. We did receive some good news from the Environmental Facilities Corporation in relation to, if you recall, we did an addendum to the Clean Water State Revolving Fund Program in relation to the Rootland Wastewater Collection System. In the correspondence from their assistant program manager, they have now received the engineering agreement addendum, and I have a number for that, 2018-107-1, which was dated March 26, 2001, which is in relation to the endangered species impact study. And the amount of that study was $2,875 between the LaVerge Group and Town of Row. They reviewed the scope of services and found that it was acceptable in being in compliance with the applicable Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund regulations. So therefore, costs associated with the program for these services are now eligible for financial assistance programs. So that was good news. I reached out, or had my office reach out to board members in relation to a request that we have from the Rural Emergency Squad. They purchased their fuel from the village. I believe the village, not under a consent order, I do know that they have issues with their pumps and tanks, and they're making some changes there. So while that occurs, the emergency squad reached out to see if the town would be willing to let them use water pumps at Highway Drive. I had a conversation with the highway superintendent. He was okay with it. He just wanted us to know that it's a relatively small tank, so therefore it required, probably more refilling the tanks more frequently. ask them to give me a copy of their fuel usage. And their most recent usage, which is September 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2021, was 1,151 gallons of gasoline and 1,111 gallons of diesel. So over that time period, we need you to fall apart what kind of consumption you have. So I don't think it'll be a problem. We have the ability to track the purchases. I think the only thing we'll need is key for access to the property, which probably made that point. So if everybody's okay with that, I don't really know. At this point in time, it's temporary. So I did complete a request for an application for funding through Congresswoman Lisa Stefanik's office, requesting funding through the Environmental Protection Agency State Tribal Assistance Grants Program, also known as STAG, for supplemental funding for the town of Waterways Water Collection System Improvements and Projects. And hopefully we'll get some good news on that. The last item I have is, and I don't know, I think board members received a copy in their office from our zoning administrator looking for direction on where we want to go for the recommendation of a change to our local code in relation to fences. We'll take that up for discussion maybe at the next board meeting, so I'll make you aware that I think it went in your box today. Committee reports, I have a couple of items. We received information from the county that there is no eligible list that exists for the transfer station manager position that we created. Sent out the paperwork this week. So that means that we will be able to advertise for the position since there is not an existing list.
We received one application for that so far.
One application?
Okay. All of our current employees.
Did we already put an advertisement? Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, what I would suggest, maybe a recommendation on how the compensation you want to have there so that we can do an advertisement. I don't know if the transfer station wants to look at that, personnel committee. I'll take recommendations from anybody. We'll get that together and we'll do an advertisement when we have that information about. I do have the transfer station manager description from the county, and I can share that with all the board members if you want that. Next item on the committee reports is buildings and grounds. I'm sorry, did anybody have anything to add to that?
No.
The other item I have is the town hall fire alarm system replacement. I know council member Hogan's been working on this. It came to the town's attention that we need to do a replacement of the town hall fire alarm system. I was very happy to learn that when at the time of the installation of the fire alarm system that we have, prior to being installed, it was already obsolete. It wasn't manufactured. You couldn't get parts for it. And it's no longer serviced by the manufacturer. There's no warranty with it. So bottom line is we need to move forward with addressing that. So I don't know if you have more to add to
that. No, not at this point. We had three quotes. I was thinking that there might have been a fourth one coming.
I can quickly add to it.
Yep.
So I know want to thank Councilmember Hogan for, I know he's done a lot of legwork on this, securing us some quotes. So I think maybe we should hopefully get a fourth quote. We'll compile them all together.
I think what we're going to do is I have access to some people that know there's a space. I don't know if we're going to actually get another quote, but we're going to get a professional opinion to review it.
Okay.
So something that we'll do that paper.
Okay. So that's
yeah, we'll try to have that information before the next meeting.
Sure, we're gonna just want to get on everybody's radar. That's that. That's all I have on the committee reports. Any other committee reports?
I spoke with John and touched base with last meeting about the, an issue that, the resident pointed out to me in our recycling bin up there for the metals and all that stuff. You got that little chain across there, and it's not really safe. I've talked to a few of the building and ground with an idea to kick it out a little bit, and he's going to look into putting something out there. Maybe a swing gate so people aren't trying to put their own stuff in. We just don't want to be involved in that.
I thought we gave residents the option of just placing it there and our employees would throw it.
Well, the big stuff is that do not throw it in yourself, but it doesn't mean that people won't be trying to throw it in themselves. And even when people go up to throw their small stuff in, you got that piece of wood in front, they trip over that and they're throwing their stuff in.
I think we should have it so that they don't have that. They don't throw it in. It's our employees only that throw it in.
That's fine. You know, I'm moving on. If we move forward with the transfer station manager,
yeah.
Have more oversight.
Yes. Because you certainly don't mind us involving that. Or the employees.
We don't want anybody calling me.
I just, and like I said, I got to hear and filling it down and kicked around a couple ideas, so we might just continue to kick around and see if we can come up with just a secure method.
Great. Anything else?
I wanted to ask you, did you get any more information about the step on the payloader?
Yes, I did. I'll start with the I talked to Mr. Joseph, and I asked him about that because the thing is, the step that they've done, they did a good job improvising that, but the thing sways in the wind. And it's just, it's a dangerous situation. Those guys getting up and down there, I hate to see anybody get hurt. So I said to him, could you look up and get a price, maybe on a replacement step. The thing's so old, you can't get a replacement step. He said it would have to be special made. But sometimes I'm just afraid somebody's going to get hurt. Like I said, they've done a good job of providing, but it just sways in the wind, and it's dangerous. Maybe I'll talk to him about, I don't know if he'd be able to make one up or not, or maybe we have to have somebody make one up. But I think South should be done for somebody to serve.
Well, maybe get a historical mounting block that they use for horses and
people. Something. You know, it's
I think some of those stones we can use.
I just wouldn't want to see somebody.
Yeah, no, did Paul take a look at it or not?
Paul just said, can't get one. He says it's they don't make this thing so old. They're having to have it, and I don't know how to go about it. And I'll get a price for that.
I'll follow up with that.
All right, great.
I do need a really brief executive session to discuss contract negotiations on your part for Tom.
So moved.
Second.
All favor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?